Welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast where you can meet New York City's kinda eligible. Today we have a guest who, well, he's actually my brother's friend, so I got a lot of requests to include people who are not fresh off the boat to New York City, who are 22 and 23. So thank you for agreeing to do this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So we could just get started by saying, like, where you're from, like, where you grew up, what you're doing now, where you went to school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny. I've listened to a lot of these episodes, and everybody's from the same area. So I grew up on the Upper East Side,
oh,
as
shocker.
Did everybody else. Let's see. Like you said, I went to high school with your brother. And then for college, for undergrad, I went to Lafayette College, mm-hmm. about an hour and a half west of here, a small liberal arts school. And actually, on Monday, so in 2 days, I will be finishing my master's at Columbia.
Oh,
so
I didn't know that. Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been, I've been doing it part-time while I've been working. So it's been over 2 years, 2.5 years I'll be done with this.
What
now.
Are you getting your master's in?
So I'm getting my master's in sports management.
Okay.
Like I said, yeah, grew up here in the city. When I first got back from college, I lived at home for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
When the time was right, I moved out and actually lived down in the financial district
okay.
for about 16 months. Pretty underrated spot in the city, I will
really?
Say, in terms of neighborhood, space, like price range. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
like amenities.
Could not suggest that more for people in that like 23 to 25
oh,
range.
Interesting. Like, all the subway lines go there.
That's the huge thing. Like, we were on John Street, and mm-hmm. so if you're like trying to get to the Upper West Side, Upper East Side, Queens, Brooklyn, Bronx, you know, like Midtown, like you can get anywhere in like 25 minutes on the
That's
subway.
So
it's
nice.
Super convenient, yeah. And then a few months ago, I moved out, living by myself now, back on the Upper East Side, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that's convenient. Well, you're working, right? So
yeah.
Where
so,
do you work?
So I just actually got a new job. I actually work in Connecticut. So
really?
I reverse commute every day.
Well, you've lived all over the city. You've been here forever. Favorite restaurants? Favorite places to go out?
Damn. I was just showing you, I like to keep a little running tab on my phone of places that I like, places that I necessarily don't like, and it's mm-hmm. honestly better for...
Oh, so like and don't like.
Yeah. I would say, I don't necessarily have like favorites. I remember like when I was fresh out of college, and I remember like I've listened to a bunch of these podcasts, so I can honestly sympathize with a lot of your friends.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I went to those places like Hair of the Dog and Stumble In and Off the Wagon and One and One mm-hmm. and The Brazen Fox and like... All
yeah.
those typical places, because the reality is like you're fresh out of college. If you're lucky, you have like 10 friends from college
yeah.
that you all know, plus your high school friends. And it's like, where can they let 15 of us in?
Yeah, literally.
Like, those are the places.
And also like, where are other people your age going?
Are people our age and like-minded who are like, okay, let's have a little fun tonight.
Yeah.
Or let's see where the night takes us, kind of. But
yeah.
I still hang out in the East Village a lot. I really like Chelsea in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself at the Village Tavern a lot.
Okay.
Simply because I have a friend that lives nearby. It's a fun bar. It's a little bit older in
mm-hmm.
that it's not people fresh out of college, but it's still like mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I've gotten older as well, I have friends that are now moving farther into Brooklyn. So like last night I was actually at Elsewhere. There's a place on the Upper East Side. It's called Noche de Margarita. I have a horrible Spanish accent, so I apologize to it. They have a deal where from 12 to 7 every single day, half off margaritas, $7 margs.
Jeez.
And the margs are so fucking good. And they have like 20 flavors.
Really?
Yeah. So
I've never
like,
heard of this place before.
Why would you? I mean, it's not going to show up on like any like infatuation list
yeah.
or like best bars. And you know, I mean, it's literally like maybe it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
But like it has a little like patio outside, if you want to even call it a patio, just on the street.
Yeah. There are some secret deals like in New York that you can really finesse. You just got to know.
I'm going to give you the best deal right here.
Okay.
And this is a huge plug for the White Horse Tavern.
Okay.
All right. So I used to work down in the financial district. On 85 Broad, so it's a very typical work area, and then on the weekends, pretty dead except for tourists.
Mm-hmm.
But there is this bar called the White Horse Tavern. There's one in Midtown that I have not been to, but this, as far as I'm concerned, is probably one of the best deals in the city.
Okay.
So you walk in, and you can get, for $5, a 16-ounce PBR, and it's only PBR, so it's not great beer, but it's 16 ounces, and a shot of whatever you want. And it's usually the house whiskey, house vodka, or house tequila, but for $5.
Wow.
Yeah, and you have two of those, and you're fine. You know what I mean? Like, that's four drinks
oh my
for $10.
God.
Yeah. And then they also have a lunch special where you can get a burger and a beer for $8.
let's talk about what we're really here for.
Oh boy.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about your dating life?
Yeah, sure. What do you want? Like, how do you want me to start? Like, what do you want to know?
Did you date in high school?
You know, that's
it's tough because you went to an all boys school.
Yeah, exactly. And let's put it this way. I wasn't necessarily a first round pick until like 11th grade.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I was like a big bowl cut, like bad acne, like maybe 110 pounds. Like girls weren't like coming up to me to like hang out.
It's hard when you're at an all boys school regardless, but like you guys kind of had the golden ticket, like, yeah. Because you were in a situation that was like one boy school to like six girl schools.
Very true. Did I date in high school though? Not really until senior year. And I actually mm-hmm. dated a girl that was outside of the private school
oh, really?
Community. She went to Loyola Marymount. Is that right? No.
Marymount? Or
the
Loyola.
Loyola
Marymount's a college.
Yeah, that's why I was like, that's not right. No, she went to Loyola on like, what, 84th and Park
or whatever.
I don't even really remember how we met, but we dated for like a half of senior year. I don't know. It was such a bullshit type of...
Yeah, it was a
typical high school thing. And then didn't really date in college. In college, I had a lot of fun. It was also, I mean, you can understand, it was a little eye-opening. That first day of college, I was like, there's no dress code. There's girls. Like, there's girls in my class. Like, what is this?
Yeah, there are girls, like, in your hall, right? Like...
Yeah, I was in a co-ed dorm. There were single-sex dorms at Lafayette, but I was... And it was interesting, and like in my dorm specifically, like somewhere you'll have it's like all boys on the third floor, all girls on the second, etc.
Yeah.
Like mine was actually like next door to me were like two girls, and it was just alternates. So it was a very interesting dynamic, but I wasn't really uncomfortable with it. It was just like,
what's it like going from all boys school to like being thrown into a co-ed environment?
I all of a sudden like realized like where like high school movies like those storylines come from. I guess like I don't know, like when you're at my high school. Like, it's all guys, and you're not really dressing to impress anyone, you know? And you don't even think about it, because you're just like, this is my uniform, everybody's wearing the same thing, like, we just go. And I remember, like, that first day, I was like, I didn't dress up for class, but I had, like, a polo on. You know, I was like, I didn't know what to wear, and, like, I walk in, and it's like, the lacrosse guys and the football guys are all wearing their sweats, and I was like, people have to wear sweats to class. Yeah. Like, I was completely so jaded.
No one told you.
Yeah, like... I'd been living in obviously such a bubble. I don't know. I wasn't looking to date. I knew in my mindset I wasn't looking to date.
I'm going to be very honest. I have a feeling that, like, a lot of boys, like, from all boys school kind of, like, had that, just, like, that moment when they got to college, because I know my brother did, was like he got to college and he was like, whoa, like there are girls who are interested in me and want to talk to me. And it's like, you've been in an environment for so long where it's just dudes, and then you have all of this, like, you have all of these options, and like why would you settle down really if you're like,
I wasn't even like, I just like,
you're not looking for it.
I don't think I was ready, I wasn't mature enough for that, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. And then senior year, like, I had like the typical senior year girlfriend, truthfully, and that was okay. It wasn't a good relationship, and she probably won't listen to this, so it's totally fine. But we just fought all the time and argued a bunch. I don't know, I feel like in college relationships happen so much faster. Like, you hook up one night, and then like 3 weeks later it's like they're in a relationship now.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what happened, at least how I remember it, because now it's been a little while and I don't want to make it seem like I'm shitting on her or anything like that.
Yeah,
and things were fine at first, and then it just wasn't, I just realized like we just weren't a good fit for each other, but I don't think any of us wanted to really address it. And then right after college, it was like we were still fighting, and
still dated like after college,
like a month.
Okay.
Like, so people were like, wow, what a scumbag move, like, you didn't break up before, like, and there's all that like pressure, like, do you break up at some point during I hated that
whole thing.
So, but it's fine now, and I haven't spoken to her in like 2.5-3 years now. And then for like the past 2-3 years, it's interesting. Like, when I live.
Yeah, what's it like? Like, now being.
Yeah, obviously this is what you guys. This is what I'm here for.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously everybody's on the dating apps. And honestly, like, my thing is I hate dating apps so mm-hmm. much. I think so. I value personality way more than looks.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, I don't know how that, like, that, I don't know how that comes off, but, like, for me, the hardest thing is, like, when I'm on a dating app, I'm, like, I can't tell if I actually like this person. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all superficial, and it's like, are you physically attracted to someone? And it's like,
yeah,
it's
even it starts hard to with physical
and attraction. It's also hard to tell just off a photo sometimes, because people, I don't, like, I hate that. It's like, what photos are you supposed to post? Like, is this allowed? Is this cool? Is this not attractive? Like, it's such a mind fuck. So I enjoy meeting people much more in person, and so, like, the few people that I've had, like, more significant relationships with, and I don't even want to call them relationships, because I'll get into this in a second, but, like, the people that I've hooked up with, like, for, like, more than, like, a month or two are all people that I've met in person. It's, like, A, be myself, because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
B, like, you're able to talk, but then you're able to go out and enjoy the rest of the party. Like, I remember, like, the one girl that I was, like, we had, like, a really good thing, like, we met at the pregame, but then, like, we went
to the... So she's, like, a friend of a friend or something like that?
She was my friend, one of, like, my closest friend's sisters.
Okay.
Which is not a good thing.
Okay.
But it's been salvaged, and it's somewhat fine. Do the catch-up for, like, 5-10 minutes, and then it's, like, we, you know, went our separate ways at the pregame, and then we go to the bar, and then it was, like, at the bar, we were, like, started talking again, but again, there was no, like...
Expectation.
It wasn't, like, I'm hitting on her.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, yeah, so, like... Those, and it's happened again with another girl, and now with a girl that I'm, like, kind of seeing, and, mm-hmm. like, it was just a very organic way, and, like, it took me a really long time to, like, not so much build up the courage to, like, ask some girl out on a date through a dating app. It was more, like, build up the interest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, like, I'm not gonna, like, ask a girl out if I don't care, and, like, I don't want to spend the money on her. Not in, like, a mean way, but, like, I just...
No, I mean, it's...
Like, if I don't want to spend the time with this person, even just to get to know them, then, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
And it's really hard, especially with dating apps. It's, like, you know, if you... Say you, like... Say I woke up this morning, and, like, there was... Say there was a girl that matched with me last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up this morning, and I saw that, and I, like, text her, like, or text, you know, like, DM or whatever you want to call it, message her at, like, 10:30, you know... She's probably not going to get back to me until, like, 3:30 or, like, 7. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because it's a Saturday and everybody's out having fun. And, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, she got back to me and took her 7 or 8 hours. And, like, do I start planning these? Like, do I not text her until Sunday? Like, do I text her back, like, in 20 or 30 minutes?
Like,
I hate those, like,
the
levels of
the
games.
Like,
and
it's
such bullshit. And then it's like, okay, I can't have a real conversation to get to know these people.
Yeah.
I will say meeting people in person, it will probably lead to a better relationship than meeting somebody on app, which I don't think is, like, revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the hardest part is, like, how do you meet people in person? Because people are always so standoffish, and I think.
And also more and more now, I feel like people aren't expecting to meet people out.
Yeah.
Like, if people want to, like, I don't know, with me and also with a lot of my girlfriends, if we go out and somebody, like, approaches us at a bar, it's usually, like, it's, like, a no.
It's either a no, I don't know. I think it's, like, if somebody approaches you at a bar, like, they're, like, okay, like, we're interested. You know what I mean? It's, like, that's how I would view it.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to talk to a girl at a bar, it's probably because I'm, like, damn, I think that girl's really attractive.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, but, I like, generally, I feel like when girls are going, or, like, at least what I see with my friends is we're not, like, interested necessarily in meeting people at a bar. Like,
okay, fair.
And if you are out with your girlfriends, it also makes it awkward because it's, like, if one guy comes up to talk to this one girl, but you're with a group of people, then, like, what's the etiquette there? Do you leave your friends to, like, go have this conversation? Or, like, you kind of are just, you're going out with your friends to be with your friends.
Yeah.
And not necessarily to meet people.
That's
not to
point.
Say that, like, people shouldn't be, like, approaching other people in bars.
Yeah.
But, like, that's kind of the mindset. I feel like now, at least with my friends, nobody's necessarily expecting to or, like, knows how to deal with people, like, approaching
Well, you guys
apart.
Are still young. And I don't think, like, I don't want to be like, I'm not that much older.
No. But
I didn't even say how old. So I'm 25.
Yeah.
But I turned 26 in, like, 10 days.
Yeah.
So I'm on the back half of my 20s.
Okay. You're fine. You're,
no.
like, not old.
What I was going to say, though, is, like, I think, and this is me as a guy's perspective, and this is what I've also really enjoyed about listening to your podcast, is hearing how you and your friends talk, because, like, that's the ultimate, like, what do girls say? And, like, now I'm like, I totally get it. But, like, I think, and, like, people could totally disagree, and I could sound like a complete douchebag, I think girls want to be chased without feeling like they're being, like, pursued,
100%.
Or without it feeling too obvious.
Yeah.
So what I was getting back to is, like, with the 3 or 4-ish relationship, whatever you want to call them, date, you know, people that I've, like, hooked up with relatively consistently, when I met them, it was very, like, I'm so-and-so's friend. Or, and, you know, you're just, like, you're starting off as, like, we're just meeting as friends. Whereas, like, when you're at a bar and say it's like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock at night, and like two guys approach you and your friend, it's like very obvious that like they have one thing in mind.
Yeah.
And like, say it was like, you know, one girl on the left and one girl on the right, and like Sam interested in the girl on the left, like my friend is going to do his best to interact with the friend on the right,
right,
to peel her away so that way we can get a little bit of privacy to be able to talk. So that's the only difference, is like, I think at bars it's really tough because like, it's true, you get a lot, you know, you could be talking to a girl and she's like, I just want to be out with my friends, and it's like, you got, as a guy, you gotta be like, you gotta respect that.
Yeah.
Like, some girls like aren't interested, and then sometimes you get, you know, you walk out to a bar and you just like, that's why it's called sometimes getting lucky. It's just because like, you start talking to the right one and like, you hit the, you know, you hit the bullseye where it was like, that was the one girl that like was right on the same mindset as you for that night, where it was like, maybe I'm interested in hooking up with somebody tonight and like, just looking for a one night stand, you know, like.
You know what I think would be the best way to like deal with that, especially now, and like would be most attractive, is if somebody approaches like, you know, me and my friends, if they were like, look, like, I'm out with my friends, you're out with your friends, like, here's my number, like, maybe let's get a drink sometimes, and then leave.
Yeah, but nobody does that.
But like, when, like, if they did, like, imagine how well that
takes
could work.
It takes a lot of balls.
It takes a lot of balls.
I also gotta say, ladies, like, you gotta be able to like be a little more aggressive too.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
It's like, it's not fair for guys to have to
do
the one.
All of it.
And like, I love when girls are like, I'm afraid of rejection, and it's like, well, like, yeah,
so,
at the end of the day,
so
like, it's also like, you're gonna deal with it your entire life, and it's not just in social settings, it's gonna be in work, it's gonna be in family, you know what I mean? Like, it's a part of life, and like, the more you do it, the better you get at it, in a sense, and at the same time, the more you're able to deal with it. So yeah, like, it's a tricky beast, dating and meeting people. And this is what I was also going to get at. There's a huge, huge difference between dating and being in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's where casual hookups start, in that gray area.
Yeah.
Completely can like get detonated because people freak out.
Yeah.
Like, when you're dating someone, that does not mean
you're in a relationship.
Does not mean you're essentially exclusive.
No.
You know what I mean? Like if you're dating someone and you haven't had that conversation, there's no reason you shouldn't be still on your dating apps.
Yeah.
And there's really no reason why you can't have a Friday or a Saturday night where you don't see that person. That you know what I mean? When you're in a relationship, that's when it's like, you've had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to this like family. My cousin's getting, what do you call it? Like, my cousin's getting baptized. Like, I want you to come. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's when you start
going
to those like bullshit family, family events that you have no desire to go to.
Yeah.
And there's a huge difference. And for people, especially people right out of college, I think it's an eye-opening experience because they're so used to just dating, because in college, it's like 1 week and you can sleep with one person, the next week you can sleep with another person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas like in the real world, it's a little bit more, it just doesn't happen maybe as frequently unless you're just...
It also doesn't happen as quickly. Like,
doesn't happen
life.
Nearly
like,
as quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in college, things are on hyperdrive.
Yeah.
And then in real life, it's like, oh, okay, like I went on a date with this person. Like, I might not see them for another 2 weeks. And like, that's totally normal.
And it's tough. And like, there's certain times of the year that really suck. Like, this is probably one of those times of the year that's really tough because you have a lot of family requirements. And then you have a lot of big holidays. It's like, okay, like, I've been hooking up with this person for like 6 weeks. Like, I'm not going to mention them to my parents at Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything, but it's like, do I hang out with them deliberately on New Year's? Like, I hate all of those
New Year's.
And I think, because New Year's is without a doubt. And
the worst.
It's the worst
it
holiday.
It is the worst.
It is without a doubt the worst holiday.
Yeah, and what's double worse is like, people want to be in New York for New Year's, but then you realize really quickly that it's not fun to be here on New Year's. It's like I think it's a whole mess. Like,
I just think New Year's in general is overhyped for no fucking
reason. Yeah, exactly. Like,
everybody's like, we got to be there at like 10, and you're like, okay, so we're going to drink for like 2 hours. Like, no, you got to start at like 8 if you want to like have like a typical like
night. And then also you're paying what, like $100 to be at a bar for
I'd much rather be at someone's apartment with a bunch of friends.
One of my friends like texted me, who just moved here. He's like, yo, like, what's the plan for New Year's? Like, what do you, any recs? And I was like, honestly, my recommendation is house party. Stay as far uptown as you can and like, don't leave. Like,
so
stay in
true.
One place and don't leave.
Yeah.
Like,
and then also it's like the ball drops and you're like, now what?
Like, yeah.
Do we go out? Or like, oh God, are we supposed to stay out till like 2 again? Or do we just
hate New Year's? Yeah, it's the wish. Like, and then at like, midnight, yeah, you're like,
are you sitting next to someone?
Yeah. Like what's the?
It's such. It's the worst. Yeah. It's the worst holiday without
it. And obviously, like a lot of people are planning their New Year's right now. Mm-hmm. My advice to everyone is to, well, if you're in New York City, don't waste your money on like an open bar somewhere. Like,
not worth it.
Sounds obnoxious. A lot of B&T people around.
What's B&T?
Bridge and Tunnel. So you just like stay away.
That's
from
so
like
fucked up.
It's like the most New York thing ever. I'm surprised you never heard that term before.
I have. I just haven't heard it in a long time.
So, and you mentioned like you have been on dating apps. Like, which ones are you on?
The ones that I have been on are Hinge and The League. Mm-hmm. The League is like whatever. Like, at first I was like, wow, this is so cool. It's exclusive. And then I was like, this is such bullshit. And
yeah.
It's just like, meh. I did Bumble for a little bit. I just didn't like it. Never been. I like downloaded Tinder and I deleted it like a day later. I was like, this is just like not fun. I don't know. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees generally that like Hinge probably offers the most
holistic, like
it's like the best vetting of people, I guess. It gives you a different touch points, I guess, to like be able to reach out. Like Tinder and Bumble, it's all photos, and like I don't know what it is.
Bumble now has like stuff like Hinge, like they have question prompts and things like that, but right.
But like it's not the same.
No,
whereas
it's
like
not
Hinge has always been kind of just like, all right, you get a couple photos, you get some answers,
yeah,
and like,
and you can respond like directly
that's
to the
what
answer
I like about
directly
it too.
To the photo.
Yeah, and I think like you can at least have like a mutual, like a starting point to be able to build on that.
Yeah.
And that's it. But again, I told you I really don't like the dating apps.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I end up wasting like half my time, whether it's like early in the morning or like I should go to bed, and then you're like swipe, you know what I mean? You're like, oh shit, I was supposed to go to bed 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So those would be the apps that I use. I think they're just complete a waste of time, though.
No, it's interesting. I like this past week I put like polls up on my Instagram to see like what apps everyone's using.
Nice.
And Hinge was by far the most. Yeah. Like I think it was like 75% ish of people who listen to my podcast are on Hinge, but only like 30-40% are on Bumble. Have you been on like a Hinge date or any of these dating apps?
Like I have, yeah. So like I said, it took me a while to like actually build up, not so much the courage, like the interest to actually do it, because I was like, I just like don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking time and like money and effort out of your day to meet someone you have no connection to, probably.
Yep. And then like this past like early spring, I did go on a date with a chick, and it was actually really good. We went for like afterwards, we ended up like hooking up for like we're not hooking up, but like. We went on like 4 or 5 more dates, and obviously we're hooking up in between. And like, and then she just ghosted me out of nowhere. And I was like,
really?
What? Yeah.
Like ghost, that, like actually
like
ghosted?
Like straight up ghosted.
Ooh.
And it completely, I didn't hurt. I was just more confused.
Confused, yeah.
Cause like first date, drink first, right. As you do. Like you gotta vet the person and just like have a night. And like that went really well. Second date was Cinco de Mayo, I remember actually. Second date was on Cinco de Mayo. So that was actually a fun second date because it was like a Sunday, but we were like, you want to get really wasted? She was like, yes. And I was like, this is the person I like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're having a good vibe right now. And then like the third and fourth date were fine. Like I forget, like one of them was obviously like a typical like, oh, are you going to be out tonight? Like, yeah, I'm going to be out tonight. Mm-hmm. Like you hook up. And then the other one was like a day thing. And then we did another thing after that. And then like, I thought things were going well. We were talking, but like I wasn't expecting anything. And then like there was one day where it was like, you know, we're texting, she didn't get back to me, and I like waited, like I was like, okay, she's busy. And then I like hit her up again, and then she didn't get back to me again. And I was like, oh, is she about to do this? And like I waited like the whole weekend, you know what I mean? And I was like, and then like there's obviously that like fine line of like, do you want to sound desperate?
Do you want to send that like triple text and have it be
yeah,
weird,
but it's like, but I was just like, after a while I was like, hey, like, just want to know, like, or is this over? Like, if so, like, no big deal. Like, no hard feelings. Because, like, I, you know, it's like, it wasn't even the point where I was like, I want you to meet my friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was still very early.
And no response?
And just nothing. But the weird thing is, like, she still, like, we were following each other on Instagram at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, she'll still like my photos now, like, 7 months later.
That's
and
so
I'm
weird.
Like, who is this person? Like, what an enigma. I didn't want to feel like that, you know, that bitch. Because I was like, I've done it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just a part of it.
I don't know.
We were both
5
20.
Dates, though. Like, that's not really.
That was my thought process.
Yeah,
it
that's
was
like not
look,
really
I've,
appropriate.
5 dates. I've spent money. I've spent, you know, we've spent time together.
I've put
in the effort.
Yeah.
Like, the least you could do is
you're
just
you're following
be
each
like,
other on Instagram. Like, I don't know. That's weird.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting point that you bring up. I feel like, so, Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If you're like hooking up with someone, at what point do you start friending them on Instagram, on Facebook, and Snapchat?
Yeah.
Like, what message do you think that sends? Because mm-hmm. I've heard it be like, oh, that means nothing. Like, you, that's just part of like getting
life
to know
now,
people.
Yeah.
Or some people are like, oh, that's like, you know, like I'm really like, you know, that way they know what I'm doing all the time.
No, okay. So I think everyone has different opinions on this. Personally, I feel like if Snapchat comes up earlier, then from a girl's perspective, like the guy probably just wants to fuck. Instagram, I won't, like, I used to have this rule where, like, I wouldn't follow anyone I would hook up with on Instagram. Hmm. Just because, like, if it ever got to a point where, like, I don't know, something bad happened or whatever, like, I just didn't want to see them all the time.
I'm right there with you.
So, but then now, like, more, like, Instagram's becoming, like, more and more of a thing. I mean, it always has been, but, like, I feel like it's rude now if you don't follow people on Instagram if, like, you know, you've spent time with them. So I will only do it if it comes up in conversation.
That makes sense.
If someone brings up their Instagram or brings up my Instagram, like, then I'll be like, okay, like, what's your handle? I'll follow you. Or, like, yeah, right. Like, this is my handle. You can follow me. But, like, I will never, like, I don't go and seek it out ever.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. It's interesting because, like, and the other times it's like I've followed the person, let's say it's Instagram,
yeah,
and then like the next time I saw them, they were like, so I saw you followed me on Instagram, and it was like, yeah, like, hey, I'm interested, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, and it was kind of like a nice, like, yeah, like, what do you want me, like, we've been hooking up for a little while.
Oh no,
like,
it's also definitely like if I meet someone at a party or I meet someone out and like maybe we're vibing a little bit, nothing happened, they follow me on Instagram, then I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like everything depends on context.
Totally. But like, yeah, even the girl that I've been like kind of seeing right now, like she followed me on Instagram, followed me on Snapchat, followed me on Facebook. And
okay.
I was like, that's kind of refreshing because
yeah.
it takes the whole pressure off of
yeah.
it. And I was like, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
It's fun though.
I mean, Facebook, I don't add people on Facebook anymore just because like, I don't
really
use Facebook.
Well, Facebook is like the last one. Like
yeah.
if I'm, it's like, Facebook is not the first person. It's like, it's Snapchat or Instagram.
It's Snapchat
first.
Or Instagram.
And
then
Facebook eventually,
is like when I'm like, if I'm dating someone, then like, yeah, we'll be friends on Facebook. But if
it's
like,
not like, I don't care if I'm not. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, if it's casual, then I'm like,
yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Nobody's really using it anymore. No, but Instagram's interesting. Like, now recently I've started following people and like, I honestly like, I don't want to be.
No,
I know that
fair.
Sounds rude, but
no.
It's like, I don't really want to see what you're doing. Like, I don't want to be thinking about you all the time. Like, and if you start popping up here and there and like, I'm not thinking about you, now I'm thinking about you. And I'm like, you know, I just would rather like not even have to deal with it.
No,
so,
I'm
like,
right there with you.
I just want to have like my friends on Instagram and that's it. You know,
I'm right there with you. I mean, I've had to unfriend people after relationships, like especially like a few of the ones that I mentioned.
Because
I was like, it's like, I don't, it hurts too much.
Exactly.
And it's like not worth it.
Yeah. There are times where like I've been interested in someone and I will be like, go out of my way and I'll like follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, totally
like,
fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. I get it.
And it's also like a great way to like transition if you're interested in someone, you like don't know how to approach them, like slide into the DMs, but like not explicitly, like respond to something on their story.
Plus you also know things are getting more serious where it's like, okay, we're texting, we snap each other, and then
mm-hmm.
like we'll like comment on things.
Yeah,
like,
or like send you something on Instagram,
DM
like a meme
each other.
Or
yeah,
something.
100%. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then next thing you're like, okay, this is fun. Like I'm connecting with this person on different levels. We have a lot of similar humor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, it's a good feeling, but it's always a tough situation because you're like, okay, at what point am I allowed to do this?
Yeah. I mean, like I was saying though, Instagram, if you do want to use it as a good tool to like kind
break
that ice and like meet someone.
Totally.
By like, oh, like you were at this restaurant, I was at this restaurant, or like, oh, you like this music? Like, listen to this, or here's a meme,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. You said you're, like, kind of seeing someone now.
Yeah.
But are you interested? Like...
Yeah, so it's... I had
it's
a feeling
like,
this
why
was,
you're here.
Yeah,
like,
I had a feeling this was gonna... I knew it was gonna take me a while to get into this. No, it's a tough thing, because, like, we... like I said, it's been about, like, 3.5 months.
Oh, that's kind of long.
I know. But after that first month, like, I'll give her a lot of credit. She mentioned, like, she's like, look, I just got to have like over a year long relationship.
Mm.
She's like, I'm just not ready to like jump back into a relationship, not
yeah.
dating, a relationship.
Yeah.
Again, big difference. And I was like, look, I understand. Like, and The one nice thing is, first off, I give her a lot of credit because she laid it out there in the beginning. And that's what I was kind of getting at, where, like, after a few months, people start to get nervous. They're like, oh, my God, like, you know, what is this going to be? But from the beginning, I was like, no, she's not interested in being in a relationship like that. Which was, you know, I was like, fine, I hear you. And so the, I think the tough part is, like, over the past 3 months, like, we've clearly, like, fuck, like, we're friends. Like, we, and that's the start of, like, any good relationship is, like, obviously, like, you're not just, like, physically attracted to them. You're like, I can sit on the couch all afternoon with you and just hang out. And, like, that's fine. But obviously, as the months progress, it's a little tough. But, like I said, I wouldn't call it an open relationship because it's not a relationship. It's just we're dating. So if she's seen other guys and I'm seeing other girls, I think it's kind of, like, an out of sight, out of mind right now. It's always tough when you're, like, the first or second guy that you've, that somebody hooks up with right after a relationship. Because it's, like, they're not, and, like, I don't, I think everybody inherently, nobody wants to hurt someone. But it's just, like, I need to see where I'm at. But it also leaves the door open for me to be able to go see some. So it's like, she can't.
And you are, like, interested in pursuing other things.
Yeah, and I think she is too. And I think it's because, like, neither of us wants to feel like we're being tied down right now. Because we're not.
Oh, that's the big thing. Yeah, like, no, no one wants to feel like they're being tied down.
Like, no matter what happens, like, I think we'll still be friends. Yeah. Which is a nice way to, which is a nice spot to be in, but it's something new for me, that's for sure.
So what kind of people are you, like, interested in meeting now?
Well, I would say, you know, it's interesting. I did say I like personal. Well, I do have, like, I guess a type. Like, I'm not, I'm like, I'm 5'9", so I'm not, like, the tallest guy, nor am I the shortest person. But, like, obviously, if a girl's, like, 5'7", that's kind of tough because, like, she wants to wear heels at some point. Yeah. And, like, I don't, you know, and so it's like, you have to be, like, obviously a certain height. But I'm more interested, I guess, in, like, brunettes. Like, I've never really been interested in blondes, which is, like, a thing. Look for, it's just, I look for somebody that I can be able to talk to about most things. Like, and I hate when people are like, oh, that I'm not interested in that. I don't want to talk about that. It's like, that's to me is like a, is not a red flag, but it's like, that means you're not really willing to
like learn about,
to learn about somebody else. So like my whole world, my sports. And like, I don't need the person I'm hooking up with to be a huge Giants and Yankees and Nets fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I do want to be able to like talk to them about it without them being like, oh, this is so boring.
Do you have like any limits on age?
Well, okay, like, would I date, like, a 35-year-old, or would I be in a relationship with a 35-year-old? Probably not.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I haven't hooked up with people who are, like, much older than I am. When I was 20, I hooked up with a 29-year-old, which was pretty, and, like, when I say hooked up, like, we slept together. And then my most embarrassing, like, recent story, and not recent, it was, like, 2 years ago, my friends love to make fun of me for this, but, like, I was, like, 22. I was, right, I think it was my first year out of college, I was 22, and I hooked up with, like, a 40-year-old mom.
Oh, my really God.
We just made out, but.
How'd you meet?
The stumble in.
Oh, jeez.
It's me and my one friend, and our other friend, like, goes to the bar, and he comes back. And he's like, guys, you'll never believe this. These girls at this table have nachos for us. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, guys. I was talking to these girls, and they were like, do you want our nachos? And he was like, yeah, let me grab my friends. So we go over. First off, those girls did not offer their nachos.
Oh.
He was just so fucked up. He was like, guys, I saw nachos. We're going to eat their nachos.
Oh, my God.
So I start talking to them because I was like, all right, like, cool. And, like, they're obviously, like, much older than us.
Okay.
Like, they're just, like, it's not like she was, like, 25. And I was like, oh, my God, you're 40? It's like, no, she was, they were, like, they look 40-ish on the nose. Like, this woman, like, was, like, clearly, like, putting moves on me as well. And we just made out at the bar a little bit. It was really embarrassing now that I say that out loud, and now the world knows that.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. Like,
but, like, that's, like, the, that's definitely, like, the biggest age range by far, and it's like, only happened once, and.
You're not, like, chasing that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's fine.
Although I did have, like, a string of, like, hookups and, like, people I slept with where I was, like, they were, like, consistently older than I was, which is very strange. But, like, I was, like, 22, and they were, like, 26.
That like, kind of speaks, I think, a little bit about you because no because generally girls go for older guys because of the maturity gap.
Okay, fair.
So maybe you were just like meeting them, like maybe you're just a little more mature, so
it's potential. They just were like, oh,
that's
this
like
kid's
a good thing.
They maybe were like, this kid's not a child.
Like
I'm not gonna be
not
embarrassed
acting like you're 22.
They're not gonna be embarrassed, and like if their friends were there, they're not gonna be like, oh, wow, that kid
and
is like, clearly like just like a douchey frat kid.
No, like men who are like 22 have the mindset of people who are like 16. So we're gonna do some questions from the Instagram. If you guys are interested, there are poll questions up there almost every day, usually pertaining to the last episode, but get on Instagram at drinks.first. But, okay. Have you ever been stood up?
No, I don't think so. No, I have not.
If you don't kiss someone on the first date, is it like not a big deal or is it a red flag?
I don't think it's a big deal. And here, and it's a different perspective maybe from the guy than the girl.
Yeah.
And I've heard, I was listening to your podcast. So girls think, oh my God, the guy's not into me.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, want to make it seem like I want her to feel comfortable. So mm-hmm. I usually end it with a hug. And obviously, like, I like to think I'm a good judgment of character.
Yeah.
So, and this has nothing to do with character, I guess. But like, you can kind of tell if on a first date, like if things are going a certain way.
Yeah.
And like, especially for that first date, when you're just grabbing drinks and you're just trying to get to know the person, like, I just want the person to say, A, I like that guy. You know, he was nice, he was charming, he was respectful, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't want her to feel pressured into like, okay, now we're going to make out or we're going to have like a kiss goodnight kind of thing. And if anything, I kind of like maybe like planting that seed. It's like, okay, that first date went really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a lot in common. We were able to talk for like 2 hours or whatever. And like, I enjoyed him. I want to see him again. And then on the second date, it's like, okay, we can be a little bit more
comfortable.
I don't want to say aggressive. That's not the right word. No. But you know what I'm saying? Just like, yeah, we can be a little bit more forward with those emotions
right.
as opposed to the first date. We're still trying to figure someone out.
So like, if you go on a first date with someone and you, do you split the bill? Do you buy drinks?
I always
like,
pay.
You always pay.
And I don't want to make it sound like, I don't know what it's supposed to sound like. I just think if I have this mentality, if I invite you out mm-hmm. and it's like early on in that relationship, I'm paying. And
what if the girl asks you for drinks?
Then I'll still offer to pay.
Yeah.
And I'll most likely end up paying
because
I feel girls are like, okay.
Do you think guys are attracted to like girls who are slightly crazier?
Ooh.
Because time and time again, like it seems that people can do insane things and guys will still come back.
That's a good question. I think crazy, if you want to define it, I think guys might be attracted to it because this is such a generalization, so mm-hmm. please do not judge me for this. I think crazy girls are like way more expressive about what they're feeling.
Mm.
And like most people don't like to discuss their true feelings to people they don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're quote defined as crazy, you're probably willing to do things and say things and do things more on a whim.
Like bold and brash.
Yeah. And so to a guy, it's not so much that he's like attracted to it. It's just like, that's like maybe the one girl that's easier to talk to than like the girl who's being a little bit more reserved right next to her.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, some guys it's like, look, I just like, you know, guys just want to get laid. So they know if it's like, all right, I can put up with this girl shit for a little while.
Yeah.
Cause he's probably like, he might have the mindset. He's like, look, I'm never going to like actually like be in a relationship with this chick. But like, if I know I can get laid occasionally by this chick, probably okay. Like willing to put up with it.
Put up with it. Yeah.
Especially, and then obviously where it becomes more challenging is like, it's like if she's doing that stuff and you've been like hooking up or now in a relationship for like 9 months.
And yeah, like, then you're like,
you need to cut the shit right now.
Yeah. Do you tell your date on the first date that you're not looking for anything serious or do you not really mention anything?
I think it naturally comes up. So I would definitely mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'd like to point out, I can't make this up. I have a text from Max during this podcast. Still, like, what are the fucking chances that on like a podcast like this, I get a text from my ex? And I'm not gonna say which one.
If you don't have the same taste in music, is it fine or is it a red flag?
I think it's totally fine. It's totally, and that gets back to what I was saying earlier. You should be open-minded. So like, unpopular opinion, like one of my favorite music genres is country music. I don't know why. I don't know where the fuck that happened. Like, I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nobody, everybody's like, what? But I love it. And it's such a great, it's usually just very upbeat vibes.
Yeah.
And like when people hear that, they're like, I hate country music. And then like, but I need somebody to be like open-minded. It's not going to be and I also know most people don't like it, so I'm not going to force it on them.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it's an app. I don't think it's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Means. Is someone's music taste a factor when you swipe on them in a dating app?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just mentioned, so country's so obscure. Not obscure. Wow. But you know what I'm getting
at. Yeah,
like,
yeah. Not as
not
many
everybody,
people.
Not everybody likes to admit that. And so when I see that, I'm like, oh, cool. Like at least I know I'll have something probably in common with
mm-hmm.
them, which is obviously what people are looking for.
So now we're going to do our final section of the podcast, which we call shots.
Yes, let's do shots.
and I'm just going to ask you some this or that questions.
All right.
Okay. So Instagram stories or Snap stories?
Instagram stories.
Music festival or Broadway show?
Music festival.
Podcasts or playlists?
Ooh, playlists.
Good morning texts or good night texts?
Good morning texts.
Marriage or career?
Whoa. Probably career.
Wine or beer?
Beer.
Sex or cuddling?
Sex.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Freckles or dimples?
Freckles.
Lipstick or lip gloss? Do you know the difference?
There's a difference? Lipstick? Oh, God.
Makeup or no makeup?
That's so superficial. Holy fuck. Probably no makeup, but I don't know. Yeah.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
Oh, Yellow Submarine.
Okay. Thank you for being vulnerable and telling us about your stories.
God, that makes you sound so wimpy.
No, but it's not. Like, honestly, like, that's what, it is so hard to find, like, single good guys who, like, are willing to talk about all of this stuff, like, you know, for hundreds of people to listen to.
Hey,
so thank
thousands. Soon.
One day. If you have liked this podcast, please follow, subscribe on whatever podcasting platform you listen to. It would be amazing if you could give me a rating on Apple and leave a review. Otherwise, if you're interested in our guest today, you can slide into the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. There's a highlight there that kind of tells you exactly how to go about the whole thing. If you don't have an Instagram, you can email us at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ari.